In terms of our areas of focus in reporting, in terms of factors of implementation, our predefined objectives, but also if there are any highlights that you'd like to give us to advertisers, please do, and ensure that also you give us the financial spending patterns as under the quarter under our review. Honourable Marvin?
Yeah, Honourable Chair, for intervening before the petition panel can come in. I just there's just something on the race. I mean, it was packed here in the meeting. And about four people spoke here and answered questions. And when they were done, the places got cleared out. Where were all these people from Pretoria, from Johannesburg? Because we're bringing this issue here about these people that are traveling to come for holidays here for sightseeing in the Western Cape. So we know it's a very beautiful province. but it was so many people here, and only four was being an effect. It's part of cost saving and all that. Don't want so many people to come up here. I see the from here, and from Cape Town, and from Johannesburg. Thank you.
Shall we move with the note that will check that point? That's why some of them, they're laughing because they don't understand what they're doing here. But other than that, we'll remind them, the department says, they make sure that they bring people that who are going to add value. But don't forget that they are on job training. It's part of their orientation as well. Thank you. DPM, please.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members, colleagues. Just to formally indicate the apology of my PC who is not available due to other commitments related to the work of the National Affairs Commission. My name is Clement Madale. I work in the Office of the Director General. I am requested to make the presentation. I'm accompanied by Mr. Torres, who is our CFO, who will deal with the financial aspect of the presentation.
Okay.
Just to follow the tone that has been said, I will not deal with a lot of things, or just focus on the areas where we did not perform, but also to highlight some of the key things that the CPMP we are engaged in. Just to give you this highlight, that at CPMP we are currently engaged in a strategic review process, which also involves the review of the organizational structure with the intention to responding to some of the expectations that have been placed on the department by our political principals. In particular, we've been requested to work very closely with National Treasury to ensure that buyers of departments and national entities actually support the priorities of government in terms of implementing the National Development Plan. But also to make sure that we extend our monitoring tentacles to include that of the home enterprises as well as development finance institutions. So the strategy review process is mainly geared towards responding to those expectations. With regard to our performance, the first slide just shows the highlights of the overall performance of the department. We had a total number of 41 targets in the first quarter. We exceeded 7 targets, we achieved 21, and then partially achieved targets are 6, and those that were not achieved are 7, and I'll speak specifically to those which were not achieved. On the partially achieved targets, I must highlight that these are mainly technical things. In regard to the target having been achieved after the time it was allocated, it was done in order to comply with the Auditor General's requirement for us on time on performance information. The next slide that I'll focus on will be slides. Yeah, under problem one, we we had four targets which were not achieved. In the main, these targets relate to the filling of vacancies and also the communication plan was not developed. It has since been developed. And it also related to some of our IT plans. The IT implementation of the project plan on the IT side. This is on track and we are hoping that by the end of the second quarter we have achieved those targets and problem one. The next one is program two, which had a total of 8 targets, which 3 were exceeded, and 4 targets were achieved, none was partially achieved, and targets not achieved was 1. And the one target which was not achieved, which is highlighted in slide 36, is mainly on the consultation on the National Spatial Development Framework. This work, slide 22. It's mainly on the breaking note on the status of mining town and labor certain areas. Here, this target technically has been achieved in that we did prepare a presentation to the minister to update him about what is happening. However, because it did not meet the requirement of AGSP in terms of the evidence that we needed to produce, we have read that it has not achieved. The next program is the Institutional Performance Monitoring and Evaluation. We have exceeded 2, achieved 7, partial achieved 2, and the target that is not achieved is 1. And the target which was not achieved on a program 3 is mainly frontline service delivery improvement monitoring visits, which is a follow-up visit that we do to frontline service sites, wherein we come up with improvement plans. The reason why this was not achieved is mainly because we realized that institutions needed to be given more time to ensure that they implement the improvements that are recommended. So, for instance, when you have done a frontline service delivery monitoring in the past 6 months, you find that institutions do not have enough time to do those or implement those improvements. Some of the improvements, of course, require the commitment of resources, which in some instances the institutions do not have. The next program is Program 4. Program 4 had a total of 5 targets, of which 2 were achieved, 2 were partially achieved, and 1 target was not achieved. The 1 target, which was not achieved, speaks to slide 6, which is the special development, National Special Development Framework. This work was done, the consultation was done, however, there was poor recording of the meetings that were taking place in preparation of this. Also, the legal advice was short and received. So work in this regard is continuing. This in the middle relates to the transfer of the function of the National Special Development Framework from the Department of Land and Rural Development to EPMD. So this work is continuing and we hope that we will achieve that. The next program is Program 5. In this program, there were 2 targets and one of the targets was achieved, the other one was not achieved. And the reason why the one target was not achieved, which specifically relates to the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between our minister and the NYDA, is because already in 2015 there was a memorandum of agreement which was signed, which is still relevant. And when this was put in the APP, they recall that it might need revision, but unfortunately we realized there's no need for revision and therefore this target technically should not have been included in the APP. I'll now take the opportunity to give the CFO to present on the budget and expenditure report.
Thank you, Chairperson. Members, I've got a number of slides to give graphic them and spend a bit more time on the last two slides. The first slide gives an indication of how we performed in the past on the expenditure and an overview of our budget. You'll see on the third slide on financial performance that in quarter one we spent what we planned to spend. The same on the next slide, both April, May and June we spent what our drawings were, so we were on track with our cash flow projections. On this slide it shows the budget for quarter one against the expenditure for quarter one, both in terms of economic classification and program. So you have compensation, we spent 96 of what we planned to spend, goods and services 93. On capital we spent more than double what we planned to spend, so the projects were actually were able to complete quicker than expected, and obviously transfer payments to NYEA we spent 100%. In the administration program we spent 99% of our budget for quarter one. Outcomes monitoring 87, and institutional performance monitoring 80. And then in the planning unit we spent just over 100%, and in the youth branch, which deals mainly with the transfer of up to the NYA, and we spent 100%. And the last slide, it shows the total budget for the year versus expenditure for quarter one, and then you see that we spent 30% of the partner's budget for quarter one, which is more or less at this point.
Thank you so much. Let's take NYDA then. The last is the ZSA. Okay. Remember, there has been an apology of the NYDA CEO. He's not feeling well. He says he's going to see the doctor. Probably he'll recover soon. CFO will lead the delegation.
Thank you, honorable members. Thank you very much for the opportunity to present to you today. Giving guidance from the chairperson, I won't spend time on the legislative context of the NYDA. So we can go on to slide number 6, which summarizes our performance for the first quarter of the financial year. We have 29 KPIs for achievement. And we've achieved and exceeded 12 of those KPIs during the first quarter. The KPIs that are not yet due for achievement, and they will be achieved in forthcoming quarters, is 5 KPIs. Targets we are within 8% of achievement is 2 KPIs, and targets outside 8% of achievement is 10 KPIs. Just to touch on some of the operational activities that have taken place in the NYDA during the first quarter, we hosted a successful 40th anniversary of June 16th. So a youth month and a youth day celebration in collaboration with the Hussein provincial government and the Department of Arts and Culture. We've opened a new full-service NYDA branch in the Tlamela locality. We've opened local youth offices in Valdez, the Spirituese local municipality, the Imakhazeni local municipality, and the Timbisini Hali local municipality. We've launched a partnership with the J.B. Miller for the Kickstart business campaign. We've launched the container project with the TLO project, and we've launched the Colin Trabani Youth Book School in Pitamalisford. We also launched the second annual South African Trip Award. If you look at the operational context of the NYDA during quarter number one, our restructuring process was in the majority complete, so we were migrating employees into new positions, ensuring that those employees are adequately trained on their new positions. We've also concluded our 2015-16 annual audit. We are happy to announce that we have achieved a sustained clean audit opinion for the 2015-16 financial year, and we've achieved 96% of our key performance indicators for that financial year. If you look at some of our forthcoming activities over the next few quarters, we'll be launching the NYDA mobile application, which will give young people the ability to access NYDA remotely. We'll also be rolling out free Wi-Fi services at all 15 of our full-service level branches. We'll be launching a rural development forestry and furniture making program with semi-annual report. We'll be rolling out the NYDA job database program, which again will give young people the opportunity to remotely access job opportunities. And we'll be hosting the second annual South African Youth Book. In respect of performance indicators from page 11 onwards, if we start at page number 12, in the area of economic participation, there are 4 targets which are not yet achieved there or all partially achieved. The main reason is that employees were moving into new roles and they will be required to be trained on those new roles. Economic participation requires a technical state, quality assuring grants before they go out assessing community development programs. Also, we did have some cash flow challenges as a result of the restructuring, which meant we could only really start disbursing funds for grants from the middle of May onwards. We do expect fully that all of these targets will be caught up by quarter number two. In the area of education and skills development, all of our targets are met, except for young people supported through our jobs program. The target there was 12,200, we've achieved 10,700. We are fairly close to achievement. We fully expect that we will be caught up during quarter number two. If we then move on to page number 15, in the area of knowledge management and research and policy, we've not achieved targets in entity evaluations, research and policy and knowledge management. We did have some operational challenges in that division, some shifting of stuff around there. Those have been concluded now, and we again expect that target to be fully achieved by quarter number two. In the area of NYS, National Youth Service, we've again achieved the majority of the targets there. The one target not achieved was the number of youth in countries with the law supported through NYA training intervention. This is a new KPI to the NYDA, specifically focusing on those youth in conflict with the law. So we are still adjusting to that target there, establishing a relationship with the Department of Correctional Services. Out of a target of 250, we've met 73 there. We expect to be caught up during the next financial, during the next quarter. For value of funds committed to support youth development programs, our target is 24.7 million rand. We've so far raised 14.9 million rand. If we move on to page number 17, in the area of governance, all of the targets on page number 17 are met. On page number 18, there's only one target not achieved yet. That's in terms of the number of information dissemination access points operationalized. Out of a target of 8, we've achieved 5. We expect that by the second quarter we should be caught up to that target as well. If we then move on to page number 20, which just summarizes the annual budget of the NIDA, you will see that from the financial year 2016 to 2017, we've increased our economic participation budget by 27%. We've increased our education and skills development budget by 43%. The AYS budget has gone up by 177%. That's in line with the cabinet decision to make NYDA the coordinator of National Youth Service at the public sector level. Our service delivery channel, which is administrative expenditure, has gone downwards by 82%. Our research and policy expenditure by 18%. That's in line with us shifting research responsibilities to NYDA in the University of Johannesburg Research Institute. We've reduced administrative expenditure by 7%, and we've reduced our salary bill by 23%. During the first quarter of the financial year, in the area of economic participation, we spent 63% of our budget. In education and skills development, we spent 56% of our budget. That's mainly as a result of some late invoicing from universities, which we expect to be caught up before the end of September. In National Youth Service, we spent 60% of our budget. There was some delay in the implementation of the National Youth Service Coordinating Framework. However, we are moving forward now on that. In Service Delivery Channel, we spent 97%. In the Research and Policy Division, 66%. In Administration, 85%. And on our employee cost, 92%. At the end of quarter one, we've overall spent 80% of our allocated budget. Generally, the audit process does mean there's a slight delay in us spending budget. Also, we did have some cash flow challenges, as I've alluded to. However, CPMA has assisted us by transferring a significant portion of our quarter one charge to us. So those have been alleviated. We fully expect by the end of quarter two that we should be forced to record our budget and performance plan. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Cecilia. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, honorable members. We had a difficulty in terms of saying how we present on 814 targets.
In the first quarter,
how we make that visible, and because it's too many. So we decided that we'll summarize the targets, but provide it as cost as cost.
Before that, because speakers don't like, can we just welcome the Umama Obadwan? Nice to see you. And I hope my grandkids are fine. So she will be sitting somewhere this way. Okay, we may proceed.
Yeah. So this report, particularly on page 86, that's where we have all our the summary of the target, as well as on page 32, that's where we have the summary of items. So I think that we could retain those two as the document to the narrative of the person when and where we stand on that, and the members. Attention is drawn to that.
Okay.
Madam Chair, the content, we thought that the reporting matter, we thought that we have to structure the reporting such that there is a bit of where we come from, and then we can understand the context and the risks that we see and going forward. So in relation to that, we need to invite you to the opening of our new building. We don't know the date yet. The minister is in touch with the deputy president and the president, and so and then we have to agree on the date.
Yeah.
So that's the new date.
Just send the invite. We will still wait on the way.
Okay. Okay. We will do that, Madam Chair. Well, we have made an easy road in center. And this is way back in 2003. In addition to that, there was the allegation that I have heard some time. But this is really messed up the consumer price index. There's a variety of reasons. And the VAT is still has to go into the annals of the country to know what we do, when do we do it, and how we come about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's very, very important. And of course, this is what happened when we messed up the VAT and the Inter-African saying that this general is not really a general, it's a general, not a Christian general.
Oh.
About 2002. And of course, this project gives us what we are dealing with. And I'm glad that wrote because she was sitting in our portfolio committee over all those years. And she can be asked all those questions in the time. That's to us that we are dealing with. I think that's part of what we are dealing with was we are honest about the problems. And we are honest about how we are going to handle that. And he said, if it happens all over again, if we are in the same kind of position, not expect it to turn out. But what we are doing is we are allowing more. And make sure that it is not a problem. And we can see that across this style, engineering before and crisis, and here trying to be, here many things occurring, and we are trying to look at the integrity of the organization. And then, of course, here, 2005 to 2009, I'm afraid that Professor Mafoba wrote an article that was very, I would say, well, it wasn't assessing the things in objective, but it's important to say what was it. Around 10 at the time. Here it was affirmative action gone wrong. And the question was, if the statistician general was responsible for South African Airlines, was responsible for ESCOM, was responsible for Transnet, was responsible for SAT, what would have happened to the country? And this is the public opinion that existed there. Of course, I'm subsequent to this meeting about the CPI as well. And then on top of that was the allegations of corruption and the moral rights. It has a very detailed part for the organization. Now, here, we've moved out of that. Here, we are really moving out of that situation because we are improving what we are doing. And it's 2010 to 2014, we revolutionized the organization. I mean, it's a different scale of what it was around here. And in 2015, 2010, we have the legislative reform. So, this is the context that we need to give to yourself. And indeed, the Auditor General has given audit here, and this one was because we ran together accruals, and that's why we are qualified. In the scheme of things, certainly we left to be qualified, we are running a different stuff, and it arose out of accruals. Otherwise, we actually had a very beautiful trajectory here, moving into a tribunal. So we are organization at work, and that's the reason. And what is important is to understand that Captain can actually be like deliver between all but even on this process. And I think that's an important message and that's important for us. So it's nice some of those things that we have to do. One of those was the citizen satisfaction survey in KwaZulu-Natal. We ran it individuality in 2016, but now we are playing on the national citizen satisfaction survey. Because from this citizen satisfaction survey, the political, the dialogue, certainly appears to have to be different. And this information has to feed into the political process so that dialogue is important and different. So we are waiting on that. We promised the political survey, we ran it within 8 weeks, we delivered it in June, end of June. And we delivered it within budget, even in the lower budget. That can happen. The cross-domestic product expenditure side, we promised that we will deliver this in June, and we delivered it in at the beginning of June. So we have the cost expenditure side and the production side of the expenditure. What is important is that it begins to lead to the better in the paying tools of government, and we'll cover that. We have another for the debate time being. When we come there, we should talk about the training tools for government. Because unless we get those facts, we'll be taking a deal for a long time to come. If the basic thing that we believe that those tools, the social accounting matrix, the suppliers table, and the DIPs, all those are now available, and the DIPs, particularly the expenditure supply, and how it should follow through our planning processes. And that is available, the cabinet adopted this as a process by which can do them, and which are planning process. This can replace that CSS, the citizen satisfaction survey, make sure that we could give us CS using digital and do them. In that process where we are now, we are actually being very, very digital and trans. Now, the new building is a moving, where we have been processing the quarter, now we are moving now. And then the legislative reform is in progress. In summary, out of the 814 targets, Madam Chair, we have achieved 20% of those are on track, and 60% were achieved, and 5% were delayed. So overall, that's what would have happened. And the saving was 28%, because we brought the community service forward, and you'll see on page 32 of this other report, you'll see that when we talk about field operations, we actually spend a lot of money because it's a spike. So we spend on that spike, and that's in field operations. And so the 370 points were attributed about the part you just spent in the quarter. It has to be said to that spike of spending money on this side. But as you raised here, where it's 8.9, and of course, giving SMS with 1% and stuff. These are 1.2%. So, Madam Chair, there is very little we can talk about that is problematic, but we can see the serious cloud going forward ahead of us. And those can actually deteriorate this problem that we are making. But yeah, let's talk about the international statistical development. We led the process with the African Union and South Africa to prepare a technology and financing strategy for the continent, as far as statistics are concerned. We were supporting civil registration and vital statistics in the continent. We are doing quite a lot of work there, although we are not satisfied with uptake at the Africa level. The African Statistical Conference is reported in this. And then, of course, we are responsible for coordinating indicators for Agenda 2063 and embedding them. We are supposed to present them in Rwanda, but after the Union said, let's present them in January as the summit in Addis. So we'll do that. And of course, we are part of the coordination mechanism. I said the African Body of Statistical Government. So on African politics, we are as the same as possible through that process of coordination. So we can see that. We'll be hosting the U.S. first UN World Health Forum here in South Africa in January next year. We want that to host the rituals. So preparations are on track on that. What are the risks to the system? We have serious reputational risks. We have to manage reputation. Once we have reached a certain level, what we have to deal with now are reputational risks. We've elevated statistics as a conduit of trust. That's what we've done. But once we've done that, the question is how you sustain and manage that transfer quality of us. It doesn't mean that mistakes will not happen. They'll continue to happen. But managing reputation is a very difficult thing. And of course, you know, certain things are local products. And by being transparent in what we do, we can manage a lot of reputation. The financial risks are here. We have moved into electronic devices, and that has cut down the cost. But finding many major devices is a serious problem in this climate that we have. For instance, what we used to do is an field money for patent posts, because you naturally have to run this an field technical for people behind that fictional process. We funded a very crucial project, the internet expenditure study. We funded that from the savings in cost of employees. And the EBT that we got from the Reserve Bank was funded from that. And that is used for reweighing the CPI. And one of the key things between 2003, when we messed up the CPI, costing the country $50 billion, the balance $50 billion, because these things are linked to exchange rates, and $10 billion for private sector people, those who managed to link the exchange rate delayed so much. We ran the research. If we can't run the CPI, it's a big risk, and it hands us to go back to 2002. It is a major risk. And of course, we then cannot estimate inflation rates, the reserve then cannot set the repo rate, and of course, we cannot measure poverty, which is really something that we can do in South Africa. So that is very, very serious. We are facing a tiger in the mouth, and that will suck out the reputation that we have of scientists as a community of power. The digital coordination and partnerships, we see a lot of uncoordinated processes in government. One of which is agricultural sensors. It's UK one to run agricultural sensors. Some provinces want to run citizen satisfaction study. And then others are actually trying to deal with administrative records. All these have money allocated to them. And unless they are actually put together under a national statistics system, under the coordination arm of the statistician general, this goes to waste. And I think it's very, very important to identify and put a dedicated process to look at what is to be coordinated, what are the cost savings, and where should the money sit. Because those kinds of things, unless they appear, then we always miss money. We got a national process in science ahead of our new building, and together with the Home Affairs, we are starting that corporate sector. And we think that that will take us another 6 years to process paper in South Africa to digital. It's that's the step of paper that says to go digital, you've got to digitize even the papers of the ready who is almost under the pen. Those records are much accessible. Now, and that data processing center goes for all other people in government. It is a very serious investment, and because during the center, we soon fine-tune the technology to ensure that it is intelligent, character reader, and that can translate into real data. So it's not that capability in the data. So in 2 months we'll be doing that, but many more will have to come, and that goes through coordination, very good, very crucial. We got the constitutional government for addresses for all. In our meetings as Director General, we have been directed to deal with and leave this address and allocate that. Although addresses don't belong to us, they say we have the capacity to deal with this and deal with the ignorance crisis and that the constitutional government cost judgment. In fact, because the national elections in 2019 will not run, this is not a funded mandate, it's even the level of the day, and it is leader. We have the capacity of the things. We have the methodologies. But it needs to be clear and close on that. And of course, the outcome of that will be the special information chain, including the national special framework, because that's part and parcel of the statistical. Then, of course, we have the integrated quality research and that what are the inefficiencies in the system and what are the incoherences in the policy state and outcomes. And what we have done then in relation to that, Madam Chair, is to bring these instruments that I'm talking about. The national account has stayed very underutilized, but by providing this framework that has the global accounting framework, the national account supply and disposal, the special accounting matrix and the legal rule, and we can actually put on the same processes of the funding. And it's legislative to perform that will focus on statistical geography, statistical coordination, data resolution, inward statistical service, and institutional arrangements and protocol. And we should report to you in November on how far we have gone on this. But the that is ongoing and that's indicated. And of course, the financial standing, in as far as these things are concerned, I'm saying, since 2008, we have been cutting costs. When you did the financial crisis, the organization management decided that they're not going to get bonus in 2008. Nobody asked us to do so. We understood that we were something that we had to do. So there were no bonuses for management in the organization, and management understood that situation. So, and then of course, travelers have assistance. At that time, we started cutting costs on all these things. And changing on venues. So by the time public the treasury came with the solution, we were already implementing this. And of course, what we did therefore, as we cut costs and generated some savings, we looked at the internal expenditure side to finance it on the savings we had, the living conditions side for poverty, we created the master sample, and of course, we covered the trouble on this one. So, what we have as a serious problem is we use the cost of employment to do that, but we know that we are okay next year, that Treasury is throwing back another 4 million of people we already have, and we don't have the process of returning. So, this is a serious problem that we have to think as to how in the second year we could do that, because we are going to a shortfall of 10 million of people that we have already employed. So, what are the interactive strategies, Madam Chair? I know I put report on the quarter, but I feel that it is a long-range view of what are the big risks to reputation of our person. Sir, we will not be able to re-weight CBI if we don't run the IES. We see a lot of duplication of efforts if we don't deal with these addresses emanating from the constituent court cabinet. We cannot then move forward with the expenditure side of the GDP if we have that taken from the Reserve Bank. And we've taken this over from the Reserve Bank after a few years of planning and implementation, then we have to return it, and I don't know how it can be done there. Of course, the international standards for industrial classification, given that there are new products and new classifications as new technologies and new industries come in, are not available. Of course, statistical appropriation and the measurement of policy outcomes can be questionable. And of course, the innovation and modernization agenda could actually collapse. Finally, I need to remind members that they are invited. So there are these two documents. There are these documents. That you need to read, that you can look at for discussions, as well as this one, which costs to distribute it. It is tools, techniques, and inputs to improve and bring coherence to planning. This you should, I think, you will read, so that any next week you can discuss it. So, Madam Chair, what I like to say, first, that we come a long way, took a lot of working hard, focusing. There were lots of criticisms. We're labeled against them, they say, now we have a machine that works, but then there are new challenges. Some of these challenges we believe that have to be attended to because they can be attended to, so that we don't run that reputation out there.
Thank you so much. I'm not so sure whether it was an oversight from our side here, the administration, in terms of getting the document on time. because I don't remember seeing them on the shipping. But in future, we ensure that the foodstuff that we do get the, as everybody else. Because I don't want to be seen as if we are biased to you, because if you apply our minds, we have to look at the documents, we have to read them also, so that when we are here, we are able to engage more profitable as it may.
I see that problem, Madam Chair. We knew that the session was today, but before we could bring them to the meeting, I think that we were at fault.
Yes, okay, the last time and the third time. Honorable Supervisor. Sorry? Okay.
thank you, Chairperson, and thank you so much from all the three presenters. My focus is going to be on the Statistician General, Daddy Hall. Thank you so much. We've been following one another for so many years, and some of the members might not understand where you're coming from. But however, though, I think the presentation that they've done to us from the beginning gives some understanding for us to even go to the clean audit. I remember the years where you actually like, you said you are resigning, for you to sit on 1.2 on the physical challenge individuals within the department, it's an achievement. We need to play very transparently and criticize constructively for the department's growth. And for the building, Chairperson, I really think we need to go there, because if I remember the sense of strength, then you were going when you did store it for the variable because of chaos. So if I look at that, it looks quite interesting. Now, I'm hurt because I'm looking at the strikes that we have done as the department, and I'm looking at and the steps going back. This is what is happening. You know very well how much we fought for your department to get that task of the DPP from the governor. And today we are getting a report that seemingly we are going to be unable to continue with that. So in other words, we are going back to zero. And this is a serious problem. It's serious in the sense that those who understand economics, it means we might wake up tomorrow morning and the kind of city will sneeze. And there were no signals telling us that this is where we are going. I don't know, Honorable Chairperson, but I find it correct that we invite the Minister Hadebe. Because Minister Hadebe has been delegated a serious task to monitor and evaluate all the departments. And this is happening under his captainship. Indeed, I'm sure you guys, when you're sitting, when I was talking to the DSA, you remember, I said, I don't have a question, it's like I have what we're going to present. Because this is the coordination you're talking about. And this in coordinating the policies, it creates so much problems. Now you sit here as members, and then you say, why? There's an information, there is money. Where is the problem? Is it this thing being done deliberately so or not? But however, it becomes so difficult to understand if I would come back to what is going to be not, what we are seeing as impact. We are very serious. The inability to re-rate the CPI. I would like to know whether this presented to the cabinet. If so, do they give the feedback as outcomes of this? Are they aware of the seriousness of this? What is it going to do to the inflation rate? What is it going to do to the poverty line exhibitions? what exactly is going to do is that you couldn't be part of the pension. It don't exist for me. But what is Patel saying about this? What is Patel saying about this? There's a driver of you see, Sheraton, when you see such things, these are the you call them in the system, and you see the spinal cord of the economy being fragile and volatility. And then there's a problem, there's a serious problem. We need to know, we need to understand, if the best information was presented to the cabinet, what was their saying? I can see, yes, the statistical coordination, I understand that, because they've only been complaining, I don't know how many years, that health has got its own statistics, all the has got its own statistics, somebody is doing it. Why is this money is not being taken to one point to zero? You've been saying this, I don't know how many years, and keep this basis not being done. So maybe it's a statistic for the minister, and I'm telling you, why do we keep on doing fragmentation and duplication and on the other thing, how does it do it? We walk left, we talk left, so it doesn't entirely. I hope we don't have to, because these are the problems that brought to us and this is a very serious problem. So I want really, I think, to allow me to respond on this. My recommend that we invite the minister to come and tell us where there should be something. What do you think of the minister?
Thank you so much, Honorable Sewell and Honorable Shem.
Thank you very much, Chair. I just want to go into the MIDA on the issue of the knowledge management. The thing speaking about to lobby key stakeholders to support and implement new development programs. And it says 15 organs are still partnering with the MIDA to implement new development programs. And it says quota one target meet. I just want to understand what that means. Generally, the targets are always round figure. And that achievement is always round figure. It always crosses every T and does everything right. Very specific achievement. There's a situation where number of young people accessing young programs and interventions designed to improve healthcare. Target 201,000. Quarter one achievement 60,800. I really, that's why I battle every time I go through NYDA reports and targets, but specifically I want to just be taken through these interactions, this logging, and what does it entail, what does it mean? Because we've been going on and on and on donkeys now about the need for horizontal and vertical interaction of the NYDA with government and state entities in order for them to prioritize youth development. And they are in abundance, and the target for the year is 15. And I've previously even mentioned this before, that a low target in a sea of, you know, of hundreds and hundreds of these entities. So, due to danger, careful, that is of my own anxiety and concern. If you can just link to one of those aspects, these organs of state are taking part. Who are these people? What are they doing? And what does this logging actually entail? Because we have a meeting, as far as I'm concerned, without any follow through.
Honorable Mare, Honorable S, Honorable Fan Dada Dada. Okay, Honorable Zhao.
Just a question for the DPME. On slide number 11, you refer to the high number of staff that exist at about 9 employees, of course that will have a negative impact. My interest is at what levels were these people? Do you know why they left? Thank you.
Okay, Honorable Manchester.
Enkosi Chair, ngiyaxolisa ngokufikeza ephalamenti imbali. So imizinto enzayo.
You must know that it's important because we find out.
Bendizame ukubona i-administration yekomiti uba ndisaqala kuyiphanze nje. Enkosi kakhulu. On statistician, thank you very much. I don't have much to say because even your target, 79% of what you're supposed to do and you have done it successfully, it means you take your job seriously and your management is assisting you very well. But I just want you to give us, now I have a fear of people understanding the digital generation and the manual job and the job creation, the two. So, can you just paint a picture for us, in particular, within your department, that digitalization did not cut down the jobs, how that enhanced the jobs, and if all departments will roll it out, what impact will it have on job creation? Thanks.
After second thought. Okay.
How far are you with the restructuring process? Has it been completed now? It seems to me you've been through a difficult time and you created the impression that your cash flow will now be normalized, if I can call it like that. What is the real cost savings that now result because of this restructuring? Thank you.
Thank you so much. From my side, I just want to get a sense of comfort whether the departments are using your product, if it may, so that we can see from this side how do we assist that they also are able to smell coffee. Because Honorable Mendes' question actually is linked to the issue of education as well, and also how does the nation move with time, which I think is more of a very complicated, sensitive area to venture in. But I can see the young gentleman here, he's scared of the IT for using paper and a pen. So this is the outline. Okay. One second. The other one, in terms of what the Honorable Matuwarana have raised, in terms of isolated set activities, either from the province like IE West Cape and other departments, because what it tends to say from where I'm sitting, it's a potential, it's a very like an allegation that I'm saying, but it's what I'm processing in my mind, that probably the issue of manipulation and all that also comes to fore, because the quality of that output, who then oversight on it? I'm raising that in respect of the PME, because those are the things that we must also monitor and look at the quality so that there are no set products that are questionable. Don't forget that sets are equal to the policies and politics at the end of the day. Thank you. Over to NYDA, then DPME, then SSA.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. To respond to the mention from the Honorable Member in terms of NYDA lobbying with transit and public sector. It's always been an understanding from the NYD Act that we must mainstream this sort of everybody's business. So as far as possible, we try to establish, knowing that we have a very little funding base to work off, we try to establish partnerships with both private, public and civil society in order to further youth development. In the public sector, at a local level or a municipal level, this is done through implementing skills programs. Municipalities often have budgets for technical skills programs, so we try to work together with them and give them products and services that they can implement. We also work with local municipalities to establish local youth offices. These local youth offices then steer us to direct young people, give them access to opportunities available in government. Again, with a view of trying to mainstream youth development. At provincial and national level, we try and establish national partnerships with big public sector entities. So, for example, we have the agreement with IEC and GIFA, where they provide funding to young entrepreneurs. They also fund our NYDA voucher program, so we're able to do more business plans to young people landscaping. Recently, we've signed a partnership with the services CETA. The MIA has taken on board 200 young interns according to the youth employment report. We employ these people in our local youth office, in NYDA office as well, and then we provide an internship to them in youth development spaces. So the partnerships are very wide ranging. We take the criticism that the target may be set on a low base for scheme, but still, what must also be remembered is that this is a cumulative target. Every year we try and establish new partnerships. We are then carrying forward for 3 years, 5 years as well. So the target of the scheme looks at new partnerships, not current and existing partnerships, roll forward for previous financial years. In respect of the question on the restructuring, the MIA restructuring is now complete. So at the end of December, or well, in January, all employees were migrated into their new positions. Obviously, these employees still need to be trained. The focus over the next year will be that NYDA must create a culture of discipline within the organization, and equally we must have a culture of customer service within NYDA. Young people who work working for our branches, they must experience that high level of customer service from public services of the NYDA. In terms of overall cost savings, we've reduced the salary bill in real terms by 34 million rand, and in inflationary terms by 44 million rand. So all that money has to be directed into projects. Thank you very much.
Thank you, DPME. Probably we'll also add, why are classes on top of your head, but we are also probably to go through like that, I'm not too sure. Okay. Now on a lighter note.
Oh, these classes are fun. You see, when I read, I can't see, so I must take them home. But when I look there, I must wear them.
Okay.
Yeah. That's why I have most of the time there.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. The issue of staff pulling the department is mainly low-level staff in the league for reasons of, going to green pastures, getting more senior positions. So, the second question I think comes from the Chair on the monitoring of the quality of staff. We rely on status data sometimes for our data for monitoring. So clearly we do not have the capacity to monitor them when their data is supposed to be expected. In mining and putting together data and information on status data, but then introducing monitoring evaluation.
My question was that it's fragmented. Whoever wants to have a staff department, do we have it? But the issue of the quality of the product, not our SA1.
Yes.
SA1 is top. Nobody can argue that.
Okay.
But you are here, you are Eastern Cape, all those ones. I had at Home Affairs as leaders, they are collaborating in terms of, yes, that's what you said. But I'm just saying I'm concerned with other governments and departments. They are products, because I'm worried if then somebody will stand up and say that it's been manipulated. That's all I think. That's a spirit that I was raising with DPME. So you must look at that. How do you then harmonize that? Even the saving of the budget, the off. Because if it's centralized, then we can do more with little money that we have.
So the recognition is accepted.
You are done. Next time you bring your minister, because there is an issue that I will assist you to drag him from the cabinet to come to the meeting. But don't let us know who would like to see his face.
Madam Chair, I think I didn't say two things. I'll assemble the minister and go for what. One, we were in a community study in 2007. And at that time, we spent 190 million on 300,000 houses. We ran a community study in our community. We spent 500 million rand. In fact, when we completed the task, we have spent 350 million rand for 1.5 million households. So the cost reduction has been tremendous. And those are the cost reductions that I'm talking about that day. We are quite conscious of how we should run that. And of course, shorter time. So the inability to get access to budget will actually compromise the trajectory that we are moving through. And I'm not saying that we know that there is certain justification. We have to invest in information. We don't need to go and increase the amount of money in the system. We need to rationalize and increase wages.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things is this putting up addresses and then transferring the function to local government so that this is done. But if that's not coordinated, we're going to spend a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, the city that shows that we spend a lot of money on it, most of the necessary offer in 2001 we spent a lot of money. And then we do know where that money went, or rather we do know how we spent it, because we didn't want to work together. So we got to work together. So this is the message that we are putting on the table, that it is not the lack of money, it is the absence of a rational way of running education. Second one is the pending function. This document here, it has the time of the agendas of this, it's been adopted by cabinet. I believe we have, when we read the national accounts in this on the 6th of September, everybody will get the headline. The GDP has grown by minus 2% or 10%, whatever. That's what people are interested in. But if you go through that GDP, because you have 10 industries and 300 sectors, and then items of products that are in there, and then your supply and system will know what products was taken from which area and used where. Your planning has to be input out to date. And that's why you have to put at the center of government, I think. And this is when that facilitates planning. And these are the things that we want to put on the table. And therefore, we are looking at all those. So this is the things which you can present to yourself sooner than later. I mean, it shouldn't come in November in report, but the area you send this to yourself so that you can put the right questions at those who. So we need that. Presentation to cabinet will be presented if plenty goes to cabinet. And also raising the alarm. We are in the discussion with officials in Sri Lanka, that we are presenting our view that without this money we have serious problems. That is the CTI will suffer, GDP will suffer, all the other things. And we've also said to the officials, look, we think we can show you what savings or what bigger value edge is possible. And that bigger value edge naturally uses a low-cost model. You shouldn't go and run a low-cost model without an objective. The objective is to create higher value. The benefit is actually you create it through a low-cost model. And that low-cost model is based on coordination as well as use of technology. But I'm saying, on the job, the coordination of the problems, I was saying to my humanity, people that go house to house, I said, if you come to my house, humanity has a dog on it. Because in the future, we should use the internet. But so that we don't set dogs on you, we now have to invest in you to change the role that you play. Because the role that you play now as people who are collecting, knowing communities where you are working, is one where you understand the data and you can communicate it in schools, in local authorities. And that's the problem now that we want to spend resources. So that we don't throw people out of jobs. We actually empower them to go better and better. From the scale side, we can make government more efficient so that if a person applies for pension, he can use their digital, because not everything is digitized in home affairs. Now we need to give everything to a digital level so that transactions are all digital, there's no more paper. So the efficiency with each is a service. So that is great. The high risk of those documents being down to any issues, it is a big risk to government. And that is about people. And the backbone is information system of home affairs, a high security document. And by digitizing them, then we know that they are there for potential. And in terms of transactions, they can be very transactional. and everybody should go over. That we realize when we start the project, we should start in some way to go over. And then I say, the project that has the horizon, when I look at the document, the horizon of about 20 years. Just using those scanners and everything. Yes. But if I went to the leader, no, they don't. Not to the level that we should use it. They got mastery, and we need to actually get back to the leader what we are playing. And there is a statistic that is a very important matter, Chair. And this statistic has been trying to present it to the committee, and I think perhaps all committees have to really come together when we make the presentation to ourselves. Because otherwise you don't see this in very detail. And when you are campaigning for local government elections, you are talking about housing, about water, about sanitation, everyone was talking about that. And the nature says, yes, unemployment is important, it's a key driver of poverty. In fact, it is as a key driver of poverty, it's growing at the level that there will be a tipping point. I mean, the first 10 years from when we started saying that in 2001, and of course, we'll check whether or not we could assemble that information. But from 2001 to 2010, unemployment is a driver of poverty. Grew by 7 percentage points from 33% to 40%. In 5 years, unemployment as a driver of poverty grew by 12 percentage points from 40% to 52%. Now, the speed, the rate of acceleration of unemployment as a driver of poverty is decreasing. Maybe then again 5 years later, it will eventually go and that creates a tipping point. Now, quote, very closely to it is years of schooling. Years of schooling is 7%. To add unemployment at years of schooling, you get 3% of the drivers of poverty. And years of schooling is your solution to unemployment. So where should you invest? But when we are campaigning for local government elections, and then we were asked to write the importance for South Africans, in the great that South Africans are saying we want water. We want to resolve unemployment. We are worried about high cost of electricity. Years of schooling is priority number 15. Now, in the political process of canvassing votes, or rather, let me say, the political process of canvassing votes seeks the need to reduce society's priorities. That thing of years of schooling and education is the priority number 15. Now, we are actually committing a crime. Society. And if you don't see that and say, how are we going to invest in years of school? That's the key. So you need to really digest that. And it's not going to, if you went into politics on the part of this is the priority and education is the priority number 15, it will not go through the IDP, it will not go through the local development programs, it will not, education is not going to see light on day. So, we really need to understand these things that they are. Madam Chair, this is we are putting a tiger in the mouth when it comes to the thing. And I think if I have given the opportunity to address the political system on this issue, it's crucial. It would be wrong for me not to say what we are seeing in the numbers. It would be a difference to the country. So, the isolated statistical activities are part and parcel of these problems. It's in case you are talking to them and you say, no, don't run a census for yourself. Don't ask us to run a census for yourself. Let's see whether we can run a census for the whole country. Provinces don't run, or municipalities don't run citizen registration studies for yourself. Let's run this thing for the country. It will be cost effective, it will be high standards, because that's what we do.
No, okay.
So, Madam Chair, I'm afraid I took a little long, but I thought that this is very important. And the building, on the building, try and see how we as BSA ran that private public partnership. Cost didn't escalate, time was passing. We forced the private sector to and told them that we are is ready and do not get a sign for us from us until building is ready. That's how heaven is built. And heaven is important to show you that, tell you that public service can run clean governments and deliver on time and deliver higher. That's what it stands for, SSS.
I wish if PSA was here, because they are the principal of, in terms of the attitude, everything in terms of the workforce that makes this country tick. That energy. Having said that, you owe us to invite now, accounting. Yes. Two is that we agree that we owe you SSA now. We owe you, since you joined us, a half a day workshop, you remember?
Yes.
We're still outstanding. We will also, through the protocol that may be, in terms of other, what you call it, extended sitting of other committees to join us when we are doing the presentation and see how we maneuver them, for them also to start taking seriously. We did raise it last, in the last 10. It just had a silent go flow somewhere. We really have to take that one definitely because it is a worrying factor. DPME, I think for now we are fine. Safe to say that there are issues that we raised in the previous year in terms of the report that you were supposed to give us moving forward, not today. Mining, distress mining reports and its progress and its what are other issues that overlap to other departments, i.e. labor, health and all that. And also whatever else that you owe us. But when you come back also you need to tell us, give us a sense of comfort as to how your workforce is going to make sure that the intended output are being achieved. NYDA, so far not too bad. It's only that in terms of your offices also coming back in the next term, or you can also email all of us through the administration, where exactly those offices are. I'm guessing whether there are too many in the Eastern Cape, because I'm from Eastern Cape, I'm not too sure, but I'm guessing because of the names, I'm not too sure, which I should be knowing anyway. So it will help when you put this in the municipality and the province so that we are able to balance what the fairness in terms of distributing visibility of the NYU as it means. Other than that, we'll see you in the next quarter and other activities that we need to engage as a committee. Thank you so much.
I think Madam said to me the two people here, CEO head of Quarter and the CFO. My other colleagues are back in work. But clarifying the act, I think it's the statistician that our supervision over all and the agency before that we are engaging is easier to ensure that we go in. And one of the things that we'd like to see there is consequences for non-compliance shooting in the legislation so that there are consequences. Can there be institutions not complying with them with no consequences? And of course, the authority of the institution is being able to do and of course, the other things that I talked about, that are going to resolve. So, but I'm sure in that direction.
Yeah, we do all our research of the amendment. You must give us the roadmap. Once it's intending to come to Parliament so that we can work on it also as well. Thank you so much. Thanks for coming. Enjoy the rest of the week and we'll see you when we see you. When you walk out, kindly just make sure that you close your mouth so that you can continue with other business, because remember this will release before the sitting of the house. We've got an item to finalize the month. I'll say this to you. Okay, honorable members, shall we then go back to our the second item, the PSC advert processes that we might be aware that three commissioners, their term are about to end, other than end, like demanding, ended in August, which means like today, but it was the 12th December, precise the date. And also both Suzanne, also their term are ending in October. Yes, in October. That means that ideally, if in terms of ATC of the vacancies was done before we house rules for elections, we would have been given permission then to deal with the processes of this May, so that we meet our intended filling of vacancies 3 months before the end of the term of any positions that we need to fill as the portfolio committee responsible for those ones. It was cases on the 6th of June, which were already on recess, hence the matter is here 2 days before us. I'm sure moving forward also will ensure that it doesn't happen again, but the minister will assist us to ensure that they also inform the president so that he can send them the letter to the speaker's office, to the speaker, so that then get due parliament process can unfold. The other one that I would like to talk to is the issue of the act in terms of section 196.4. It talks about the appointment and also the renewal. Members will recall that in terms of the renewal in the act, the Public Service Act, it does say how do you then implement the renewal as it may, so it has to be a subjective matter. But previously, taking the what we have been doing in the past, we have never engaged on that one. So, let me not say my comment on that one. Safe to say that members also should be aware that the process of amending the Act, which also will incorporate or regulate the renewal processes to unfold, doesn't have any bearing to these ones. These positions need to be filled so that the other process then can continue in terms of the amendment of the Act. What we have done on behalf of the committee, without interfering with the administration by the previous secretary, what he has done, I normally use we, normally, but I don't necessarily mean myself or the podcast side of it, is to seek a legal advice on what I've just said. I will request Julius to take us through, I think he's most appropriate one, to take us through the legal opinion and also the draft advert, and also do cover that in terms of the requirements of the Act, what does it say, so that we are not in conflict with the Act, because we must make sure and do our level best ever in compliance with the Act as it may. Before you respond, let me just get a reaction from the members. Honourable members? So far, so good. Thank you so much. Julia?
Thank you, Honourable Jefferson. Honourable members, the speaker said this matter on the 1st, just for to correct, on the 1st of June, to the portfolio committee to fill the vacancies, the rare vacancies in the Public Service Commission, which currently two have expired, and then we are still dealing with one that will expire in October. And after that process, because of those recess and all of the activities after recess, I mean, if you remember, we completed for almost two part of it. What we did is we started the advert. But at the same time, because of now there is this issue of the renewal of the process of renewal process of the commissioners, we sought the legal advice from Parliament in terms of the how part of the renewal in terms of Section 196.10, which says the commissioners is appointed for a period of 5 years, and then is the contract is renewable, which may be renewable. But in the past, this committee has never renewed, like automatic renewal. We usually do the advert, and sometimes it takes long. If you still remember the time of Commissioner Mtembu, it almost took a year for him to be reappointed, which was then reappointed, but it was not a renewal. And then the legal opinion, they gave us two options. I won't go into it, okay, but too often in terms of what they say, and I will definitely leave from there. Okay. The first option that is said is that the first option is for the committee to do what it has it had done in the past. For an example, the recruitment from in accordance with Section 4 of the Act. However, this was the result of a new appointment rather than the renewal of the relevant Public Service Commission Commissioner's term of appointment. And secondly, the second option, it was for the committee to use Section 19610 of the Constitution, which permits the renewal of the term of appointment of Public Service Commission. Those were two options that we were given by the Legal Service in Parliament, whereby it gives the committee an option of the renewal or reappointment, of which previously we used to do reappointment through an ad hoc. We have never done the renewal because there was not any legislative in the Public Service Commission Amendment Act. There was no part of renewing the contracts of the commissioners. So we used to do it through the of which the current amendment will address.
Okay, you are allowed to say you'd like to stop there for now, so that I'll know. Okay, members, the legal services give us two options, taking note of the history. May I hear the reaction, the response in terms of the guidance? Do we go for the advertising as usual? Honorable Dow.
Two questions, Chair. This draft, is it a draft or has it been sent?
Is a draft that the members can be able to discuss the nomination.
It's not gone up yet because there's something I need to check with them. In terms of the renewal or the extension of contract, I think what we need to do is to stay with the past, re-advertise, and then subsequent to this one,
yes,
then we can do the
next one. Okay. Thank you, thank you, members. There is a proposal of advertise. Business as usual, moving forward then thereafter as they end their term and to be within the new amended act. We need a second as well as we move. So, Shengwa, Honorable Shengwa.
No,
thanks, okay. If I check, Julius, is the advert, are there any changes contrary to the act requirements or is it what we used in 2014?
The aspect is unaddressed from the previous aspect. So, like, we have never made any omissions from the previous standard. I mean, from the previous aspect.
Honorable Mr.
If that's the case, then I'd like to suggest that they didn't change the bottom of paragraph 2 under requirements. Right at the end there, this address says, and must demonstrate levels of integrity. There's an issue there, levels of integrity, levels could be high or low, and I'm sure we will know whether
I have high powers.
Yeah. Can you see that? It really says,
just repeat the page, Honorable Member.
It's the second paragraph, the last line, which starts with conduct in the public service and must demonstrate levels of integrity. My point is simply that if you say levels of integrity, somebody could have low levels or high levels, so we have to define what levels we want. I would rather have high level of integrity.
Honorable Shengwa and Honorable Matubaza. An honorable name.
Thank you, Chair. I'm raising certain spiritual consistency. The matters I've discussed earlier about the chair. I'm not sure whether the advert is equivalent of the chair now in the midst of the person who is the chair. If you could just point this side up on that particular aspect.
Okay, I think that's a critical issue. Honorable Tubazan.
Okay, thank you. No, I want to start with the very same sentence that you were commenting on. Candidates should have no criminal records, should not have been treated as charged with misconduct. I'm suggesting that rather than to have that long sentence, why don't you say candidates should fit and proper? Because we know how to make a fit and proper.
Yeah, because it's one of the requirements actually within the characteristics of fit and proper. I don't want to open a dialogue.
Yeah.
You want just to type it up.
This one is, I like to concur, but you see, even under, it's always better to say things out. It does say fit and proper in the address, but there is specific reference to misconduct. So I think we should leave the misconduct in there. It does say fit and proper. If you look at the come on, when it says that. But in an address, it's always best to tell people what is required or what is not required.
Lozan, can you put that?
No, I can, but you know, I always have answered to another Mundao when it says, how do you measure? How do you measure her integrity? What is the food to measure? If I say what is Susan, what is my integrity? It's my law or measure.
Well, I can answer that. Honorable Dumazana has very low integrity.
You wouldn't like it.
Because of what? But you
should be open so that people can be construed. We've got to tell them we want somebody with high morals or low morals. High integrity or low integrity. I would go for a person with high integrity.
All of us, we want a high integrity person.
All
of us want a high...
Exactly, so we should say so.
It's not a subject.
We shouldn't
leave it open. Let's say so.
Okay, then students, you'll cut this so that you also, we are not too far with other English language of parliament. I know there's another English language, but I just want to start to close with not those ones who have been appetized by the discussions. It's Honorable Mentor, I'm tempted to come back to you. Then you'll be the last, then we close and have a going forward. Hmm? Oh, I know. She's on the floor. Yeah, she had her hand up a long time ago.
Chairperson, I think everyone can hear me. Chairperson, no one. I just want to check, when is this advert coming out? I'm sending it out. Because the reason why I'm checking the closing date is in September. To give people time. Yeah, so that people can have enough time to apply. And secondly, I see the advert is the chairperson, Ms. Mabe. She's not a member of parliament. Will be.
No,
okay.
Members probably to say they must submit a draft. That's why it's called a draft. Even the date, all of the must also comply with the requirement of advertisement as it made. So it will change, obviously. But also, what I would request to from members is actually, Honorable Member, he raised the issue of the advert going through Honorable Mabe. The administration, I would suggest that they clarify that one,
yes.
Because I'm the chairperson of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So there must be somebody that owns and delegated to own the advert as it may.
Indeed.
Yes, that's one. Two, also, what would request, Julia, based on the discussion, in principle, I hope members will agree with me, we are comfortable the advert can go out, but the date must be in compliance in terms of the opening and the closing date of the advertisement, and also the roadmap next week should be presented to us. And I urge members to identify their political party in terms of the intervening panel. I know DA has got two, IFP, and then the ANC4, and all those things. The names. We can't say because previously we used the same warm body because of the same probably parties will change, which then it will assist members the administration to communicate with the relevant people. And then the other issue then can be dealt with within the roadmap presented to us next week. Is that okay, members? You are the last time then we close.
Thank you.
As you can see, the year
seems to be similarly nowadays.
No.
What I would like to see, if you ask the people only a week or two to apply for a position, then the application will be that parliament for more than a month. And the reason why I'm saying that is that parliament is going into a recession situation period from the 23rd of September to the 13th of October. Now, obviously we need that to give that position enough time to be able to summarize and again, do wonderful work that they've done in the past to screen the applicants.
but I wouldn't like, you know, the process to be at the advertising phase and then delayed at the commenting phase. So I just ask if it seems to me as if we will not be ready to interview the candidates during this trip.
Okay, so shall we not move by the notes that say that we take your point, however members should be mindful that a permission to be granted to a specific committee to deal and conduct the business. So that helps our say that administration come back next week, Julia, if it goes out, that would be good, then give us roadmap and also take care of other spaces because shouldn't also prolong the end term of the three commissioners because unfortunately they are national commissioners so they will be really their performance will be negatively impacted. And we close after you then. No, Julia, I think I've covered that. Yes, because you are reacting. If my worry is that don't use your commander, just make sure that it's exactly what is supposed to happen. Then be very comfortable with that one.
Yeah, and the roadmap we don't have is unless it then makes us.
May we, Julia, you know, because now you've done the back office work, don't overwhelm numbers. So allow us next week, but we have concluded the issue of advert. Even the roadmap also will talk to the how many weeks the advert will go, and then also we'll apply for permission, special permission if it needs to be in the chair, health chair office. All those things will be done. So we are trying to give a space also to do exactly a clean. When present to us, we are not going to make any changes. We'll be very comfortable because we'll be at par in terms of our parliamentary operation. Thank you so much, members. Thank you so much. Have a good week ahead, okay?
Thank you.